Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're out with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, one of my favorites, actress Sarah Shockey. How are you?
I'm excellent, baby!
Fired up to be here. I'm so happy when I hear you're going to be in a particular project, and you've been like going from one great show to another great show. So congratulations on yet another one. This one's for NBC.
Yes.
Reverie is the name of it. Would you describe it as a sci-fi show, or how would you describe it?
It's a lot of shows. I mean, it's kind of like it's like your favorite show, whatever your favorite show is. The show is just like that.
Love it.
It's like the Mario Lopez show. It's like,
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Number one on the DVR.
So it's kind of like a science fiction meets character drama meets, you know, procedural. I kind of describe it. It's like Alice in Wonderland meets Inception.
Ooh.
And I play this character who gets hired by this virtual reality company where people can go in and create these alternate universes for themselves, like your dreams, whatever you want, you can create and you can fully live there. And they're becoming so addicted to it that they don't want to come out. So I play somebody who basically has to travel deep into their subconscious minds and try to rescue them before they die on this world.
So you can't. Oh, so there is consequences in the real world, even though. Oh, wow.
Yes.
That sounds heavy.
Yes, it is. Like the way it is you go in and you get chipped.
Yeah.
And then through this chip, you can go in, you can live in these other places in your mind.
And are you the same when you go into these virtual?
I am the same.
Okay. You're the same.
Yes, I am the same. But throughout the course of the show, like we learn in the pilot that my sister and my niece get killed. So throughout the course of the show,
in real world,
okay. and they come out and they start like haunting me and giving me messages, and I kind of fall down this rabbit hole of crazy where you don't know what's happening to me, and is this the real world, is this the fake world, like what is going on? The two worlds start colliding.
Yes,
that's why I say like it really you know, it's almost like in Alice in Wonderland in that way where I'm constantly falling down this like rabbit hole, and you know, every reverie is different. So each episode almost has like a different theme. Like I'm going to name drop a little bit here because that's what I'm going to do. It's from, you know, Steven Spielberg. So
I heard him.
Yes, you've heard of up and coming director. He's done a couple things, you know, but so kind of like how Ready Player One was like such a, it was such a ride, that movie. Like this show, every episode is such a ride. And, you know, the central themes of the show, though, are like, they're, you know, there are things we can relate to. Heartbreak, death, loss, betrayal, revenge, you know, things like that.
Right.
That these are the reasons why people are choosing to not be in their present moment.
Right. They want to escape.
They want to escape.
That's a fascinating premise. Do you work alone? Do you have a team with you?
There is a team. It's Dennis Haysbert, who many people know and love.
He's great.
The voice of God, out with Morgan Freeman, in with Dennis.
Right. Serrano from Major League.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You're right. I totally forgot it. He's been in everything.
Yeah, he's good. Great pipes.
Has been in everything.
All bass, that voice.
Yes, he is. You're right. And Sendhil Ramamurthy, who was on Heroes and Covert Affairs. Jessica Liu is in it. She's done some great work. Catherine Morris from Cold Case. A lot of people love her. And, you know, it's on NBC, which after the success of This Is Us, like we now have a mandate, like every scene has to make everybody cry.
Right.
So it's like come with a box of tissues because you'll get teary.
Soundtrack is probably on point.
Yeah, exactly. Soundtrack is great.
Where do you shoot?
Here.
Wow, how lucky.
Yeah, like just down there, just in the other lot.
Oh, so you're here on Universal.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm like
awesome.
In my backyard and I'm at work and it's heaven. It's heaven.
Because the last few shows were
they were New York, like New York and Vancouver mostly.
Okay.
And no, and it was just really hard. You know, it's hard being away when you have a family and stuff. And,
and
you know, we have such a beautiful city and we have the best weather.
Right. No, you can't beat it.
Can we shoot here?
Exactly. No, such a, but well, you mentioned your family. I can't, since I've seen you have three kids now. Congratulations.
I have so many children, Mario.
I know. I love it. What are the ages now?
They're like 8, 9. I don't know. They're not almost 9. One of them's almost 9.
Okay.
And the Twins are three.
Twins.
Yeah, twins. Oh my gosh.
And that was a surprise, right? The tour, you weren't necessarily
that
going
was
for
happened
that.
That happened the old fashioned way.
Wow.
There was no
that. It's rare these days.
That's right. Good old fashioned. That's how that happened.
Fooling around. Is it boy, girl, girl?
Boy, girl.
Boy, girl. Yeah. So that's great. You done?
Yeah. So done. So done. Like, I can't even tell you how done I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it three. Yeah. You got to switch into zone defense.
I'm outnumbered. It's awful.
Well, and especially when you're as busy as you are in the schedule.
Yeah.
So how do you maintain still being mommy and still that's So you can have it all, apparently.
Well, you know, yeah. And you know what? I'm glad you said that because I've always resented that statement that says that you can't have it all. But I think that you can. You just have to really prioritize. You have to have a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and yeah, there are some times when, you know, like my work is going to have to suffer a little bit because I want to make my kids recital.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to be on time for that business dinner because I need to help Wolf with his math homework. And
good,
that's
for
more
you.
Important.
Priorities.
And you know what I mean? And so it's like, yeah, like things the adverse of that is there are days when I'm not able to take my son to school because I have to be on set at a certain time.
Right.
So there's like a give and take with
sure.
it, you know? And but yeah, I've got a great nanny, you know, and we just make it happen.
You make do. How's your pretty mama?
My pretty mama?
Yes.
Are you talking about my mother?
Your mother.
Did you meet my mother?
I did. She was beautiful.
Oh my gosh. She was so happy you said that.
I did her. I mean, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far. Is that the expression?
Oh, wow.
Is?
My mom is excellent. Thank you for asking. She's coming in town tomorrow.
Is she still in Texas?
Yeah, she's in Texas.
Do you go back?
Are you from Texas?
I'm from Southern California.
You're from Southern California.
I'm from here.
Okay.
I'm from here.
Okay.
So you're from Dallas? I know you were a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Are you actually from Dallas?
I'm from a little town right in between Dallas and Fort Worth called Euless.
Okay, so still surrounding areas.
Useless.
I like when you throw those throwback pics of the
cheerleader
days. Yes, with the big hair and everything.
God.
You were rocking it.
What's funny is I looked 30 at 19. Like, I looked the same.
You did not.
People are like, you have an age. It's because I was born looking like this, like, mature woman.
You have an age.
I could
never.
Annoying.
You look great.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Anyway. Tell me more about me, please.
I didn't know, and I thought I knew it all. Are you really a brown belt in karate?
Yes, I am.
But why the laugh?
I didn't know that that's what you would say. You know, when I was like 14 to 18, I studied this kind of karate called Shorinryu. It was like this Okinawan style of karate.
Oh, is it? The Okinawan style.
Yeah, and
that was Karate Kid Part 3 style.
Oh,
right,
is that
there.
What that is? Yes. Right there? Okay. Is that what's on YouTube? Karate Kid Part 3?
No, that's Cobra Kai. It's a series.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I hear is good.
But yeah, I did karate.
I
can chop blocks with my hands.
Look at you, whooping ass.
Hey, I
wouldn't think anything less. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Go to karaoke song.
I Touch Myself.
Classic. And not shocked. Last show you binge watched.
Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Celebrity crush growing up.
This is such a lame answer. Leonardo DiCaprio. I wanted to say.
That's not lame. Titanic.
I know. Like, okay. What 10-year-old girl didn't have pictures of him?
Whatever.
No, whatever.
DiCaprio. Nickname growing up.
Saucy Shahi. Yeah.
I like Saucy. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't your birth name like Ahu?
Yeah, Ahu.
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 That's right.
Yeah, Ahu Jahansu Shahi is my real name.
Ahu Jahansu Shahi. She's a princess, you know.
No, I'm aware.
Yes. I mean, you were in the presence of royalty.
Yeah.
It's funny because my son actually had to do a presentation at a school today about like his family history. And my great-great-grandfather on my dad's side was the second Shah of Iran. And so I was telling my son about this and his history. And so he was like, Mom, nobody believes me. He's like, I'm going around telling everybody I'm a prince and nobody's believing me.
You should just break out some Farsi. Shock them all.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
Well, Ahu, thank you so much for
Mario.
Taking the time. I love seeing you always. Reverie airs Wednesdays on NBC. Of course, you can follow her on Twitter @SarahShahi. Thanks for stopping by, sweetie.
On with Mario Lopez.